scientist says reopen schools. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Why Montgomery County Police and its school system are being sued together. I'm John Doman.
A teenager dies after being found shot in Anne Arundel County. It's 11 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. With U.S. COVID cases about to hit 25 million and with the Biden administration pushing to get more vaccine to more people, the new worry is the different strains of the virus.
These new variants make it even more important for us to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as possible. The metronome just picked up pace so we can get this pandemic under control before these variants spread even further and become more of a problem.
CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook, and on the federal efforts on that, President Biden.
We've already instructed the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to stand up the first federally supported community vaccination centers with a goal of 100 centers in the next month.
More from correspondent Danya Backus.
At a vaccine site at the Charlotte Motor Speedway in North Carolina, people expressed excitement.
It was seamless. It was amazing. It was well organized. It was painless.
While others were relieved to receive their shots.
We've lost family, and that's very hard, so we want to do it for them, too.
There have been a number of notable deaths to report this day. Among them, longtime radio and TV interviewer and host Larry King. Retired CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer worked with him at the Old Mutual Radio Network, where King talked to celebrities and callers through the night.
Larry King was, to say the least, a character. He prided himself in not preparing for interviews, not reading the books of authors or looking into whatever it was that landed a guest on his show. There were rarely, if any, probing questions. It was a trademark chat with Larry, who saw himself as the schmoozer from Brooklyn, who viewed his guests and callers as the real stars of his show.
Larry King was 87. He had been hospitalized for COVID, but had a long history of health issues before that. Also, singer Jimmy Rogers, who crossed music formats and styles for big hits in the 50s and 60s, has died, also 87, with COVID complications. And actor Gregory Sierra of 1970s TV comedies, he was 83. Overseas,
thousands took to the streets in cities across Russia protesting the jailing of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. In the city of Tomsk, protesters chanted freedom and Putin is a thief. Thousands were arrested across the country, including Navalny's wife in Moscow.
Correspondent Adriana Diaz. We don't know yet who, but somebody in Michigan did buy a winning ticket for that $1 billion plus Mega Millions jackpot, third largest lottery prize in history. Others in Detroit near the store, suburban Detroit, had thoughts about it.
I'm going to keep playing and this will be my new spot. The odds seem pretty good here.
If you don't play, you can win.
True that. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
11:03 on this Saturday, January 23rd, 2021. 25 degrees going down to the teens and the low 20s tonight. Good evening. I'm Sarah Jacobs, and here are the top local stories we're following this hour. In addition to leaving behind a lot of destruction, the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol building may have sparked a super spreader event. Coronavirus cases within U.S. Capitol Police and the National Guard have spiked.
So far, 150 members of the National Guard and 38 Capitol Police officers have tested positive since responding to the January 6th riot. Officials also tell CBS News that more than half of the 25,000 troops that were deployed to the district will soon be returning home. Many of them were seen in close quarters inside the Capitol. Some Democrats have also expressed concerns their Republican colleagues didn't wear masks as they sheltered in place during the attack, raising concerns of a super spreader event. More than 120 suspects involved in the attack are now facing federal charges. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
Three more men have been charged in the deadly riots. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the men who are from D.C., New Jersey, and Colorado attacked police with bats and batons. 20-year-old D.C. resident Emmanuel Jackson is charged with assault on a federal officer while armed. Court documents say video footage shows Jackson using a metal baseball bat to repeatedly strike police officers. 43-year-old Scott Fairlamb from New Jersey is also charged with assault. And 51-year-old Jeffrey Sabal is accused of being part of a group that grabbed a D.C. police officer, dragged him down some outside stairs, and beat him. A Montgomery County mom who's also an infectious disease scientist is part of a coalition of parents and students urging classrooms to reopen.
Scientists look at all the data and they make a consensus.
Immunologist Dr. Marjorie Smelkinson has kids in fourth, third, and first grade and a kindergartner in Montgomery County Public Schools.
I can definitely see that they're not learning as much as they did last year.
Noting the impact of remote learning on her children, she's pleased with Governor Hogan's call for all school systems to offer some in-person learning by March 1st. Dr. Smelkinson says it's safe to do so.
The science shows that transmission in school is low. We are not asking to put anyone's life in danger.
Montgomery County Public Schools says it's deeply worried about reopening schools and will continue to assess the guidance from the state. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
A family in Montgomery County is suing, alleging a pair of county police officers berated and even physically assaulted their son after the five-year-old wandered away from school last year.
The lawsuit targets the schools after a five-year-old child was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary last January. It took Montgomery County Police to find the child less than a mile away. The boy's mother, Shanta Grant, says police then verbally abused and threatened the boy, saying he should be spanked and even putting one handcuff around him.
Why are these officers treating him that way, in a way that no one should be treated?
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Certainly not a five-year-old boy.
Both county police and schools declined comment. The family's lawyer tells Bethesda Beat everything alleged was captured from a police body camera.
Why wasn't the situation de-escalated by school staff?
John Dome in WTOP News.
Still ahead on WTOP.
Her apology was not enough, so a Virginia state senator is facing censure. I'm Michelle Bash.
And some parts of our region can expect a round of winter weather this week. Details in traffic and weather next. It's 11:07.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule. By recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know. By providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks because a college education can fit your budget too. And with no SAT or GRE required for most programs. University of Maryland Global Campus, made for you. You've counted down the seconds. Now make every second count for you. University of Maryland Global Campus will help you say goodbye to 2020 and hello to a new year where you take the next step in your education. Apply by January 31st and we'll waive your application fee. Learn online. Visit umgc.edu.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.